Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of season two of the No Bad Days podcast. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on, bud? How are you?
Good. You look like you're in a different spot than usual. Where are you, just on the couch in the living room?
Yeah, I got the house to myself. Siblings are all moved out. Parents are out at dinner tonight, so I had to fend for myself.
Oh, but, boy.
So I thought I'd just, you know, kick back, kick the feet up, and record in the living room today.
May as well.
No distractions.
You guys have any, you have any pets, Johnny?
No, we used to have a dog, but my sister is unfortunately highly allergic to dogs with fur or hair, fur. The ones that she has. And so we had to give it away. That was back in grade 9, and I'm still mad at her for that. But I guess that's not her fault.
You just give it away for free?
We gave it to a farm. Gave him to a farm, not it.
did the farm have an owner, or was it just like a farm?
Yeah. No, they had a farm. My parents did it like when we were at school and stuff, but it was a tough goodbye.
Did they tell you that you were going to do it?
Yeah. I didn't come home one day and I was like, where the hell's Nash?
Nash ran away.
Yeah. He was a beauty though. He's a shepherd collie. And this dog, like, I think he had a stomach of steel. We have these big like clay pots that my mom has like plants in the back, and he would eat the clay.
Nice.
Like eat that's it good. And then
that's good for dogs, I think.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. And then Marty, you know that big hedge in my backyard?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you noticed, but like in some spots looks a little naked. He would just rip the branches and eat it.
Yeah, that's good for their stomach, clean them out.
And then the worst one, I think, was my sister made like something with Nutella on it. I think she like spread it on like waffles or something. She turned around for like a second and like both waffles just gone.
Yeah. Chocolate's not that good for dogs either, I've heard.
Oh, no. He was fine. I saw him eat an anthill one time too on a walk.
Well, plenty of those on the farm he's on probably.
That was a beast. And then the best was my nonna made lamb for Easter one time, and when she was done, she gave him the femur just to like chew on.
Mm-hmm.
And he ate the femur in like 3 hours.
There's nothing left.
Like, that's a bone like this big.
Yeah.
And he just mocked it in 3 hours. He just ate it.
Attaboy, Nasher.
I was like, this guy's a beauty. Maybe we'll post a pic of him. I don't know. He's a cute guy.
Yeah, go visit him.
I hope he's doing well. I don't know what farm he's at, but I hope he's doing well.
I wish him all the best too.
He's at a farm far, far away.
Yeah, he's probably just, you know, out there bugging the cows and
eating ants and whatnot.
Eating ant hills and chasing some butterflies and living his best life. Wish him all the best. Shout out Nash.
Sounds a lot like heaven.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like doggy heaven. Oh, your parents lie to you?
That's terrible. Yeah, no, I funny, that same day there was a big accident outside my house.
Oh my god. No, that's terrible.
That's awful. But no, he's doing good. I'm sure he's still kicking and just living his best
life. How old was he when you had to give him up? Was it like a rescue, or did you guys buy it?
He was a rescue, actually. So he was a chain. So we have a reservation not too far from our house, and he was a stray on there, and the SPCA kind of picked him up. And it was like, it was a sad situation. Like, he never had an owner, but like, he was pretty beat. We got him at 5 months old, and he had, I think, like 23 ticks on him when they found him. And like, It looked like he got in fights with other dogs. Like he was missing a little bit of his ear and stuff like that. He was a little beat up and he was really, really scared of people at first. Yeah. And he was very, very protective of his food. Like when we fed him in the laundry room. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't be even in the laundry room when he ate. Like he would stop and like growl. So you had to like show him some love a little bit. And he was just a cool dog, cool guy. But so yeah, miss him.
So you're doing good though?
What's that? Yeah, no, I'm doing all right. Now I'm sad because I missed my fucking dog, but but yeah, no, doing good. Marty, how are you doing over there?
I'm all right. A little under the weather, but I'm good. Yeah.
You got a pet, eh? You got a dog?
Yeah, I got a dog.
Got Mila?
Yep. And my brother's dog, Henry's here for a week. So we're taking after two dogs. Yep.
His name's wow. Henry. I didn't know that. That's a cool name for a dog.
Yeah. Little Henny boy.
I like people names for dogs. Like, I think it's hilarious. Like, imagine you just had a dog named like Steven. Hey, like Frank, come here.
Yeah, I think the funniest ones are dogs that are named after like celebrities.
Yeah, this is my greyhound Beyonce.
Yeah, here's my beagle Sam L. Jackson.
And this is my bulldog Kevin Hart.
And yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Tyler, you got two dogs, right?
Yeah, I got two Yorkie Malteses at home. They're just short little stumps, basically.
Yeah, they're cute though.
Yeah, they're cute. And then I'm in BC visiting Jenna right now, and she just got a brand new kind of puppy in the last year. So it's a mini poodle.
What's its name?
Daisy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
That's a dog name.
Yeah, there's like, you'll never catch me be softer than when I'm around Daisy. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just talk in baby voice the whole time.
Give us a little example. Just something. Daisy's right there.
Well, she's not. I can't emulate it.
Yeah. It's like an instinct, eh? When you see him, you just,
yeah, just off. Yeah, just, she just makes me happy. I don't know.
Just soft.
So talk in that voice.
I think Marty has the biggest soft pet voice, because when your dogs come to visit us at school, it's like high pitched immediately, right away.
Yeah, it's my little baby.
Yeah. Marty's mom's doggy voice is hilarious too.
That's where he gets it from too.
Yeah, that's where he gets it from.
When his parents would come down, when she would talk to the cats too, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think Marty's mom, actually, when she does her pet voice, she answers herself as if she's the dog. So she'll have like a conversation.
Yeah. But I don't think anything tops Marty's voice when he would talk to Frizz as Frizz's cat, Ollie.
As Ollie, yeah.
Yeah, that was the best.
That was all time.
I'll miss that.
Just after a full day of being neglected. And then Frizz would come to the doors.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Daddy.
Dad, where you been all day?
Coming home from the bar at 2 a.m. Oh, hi, Dad.
I don't think Frizz ever fed the cat once. I think Dave fed them every single day and cleaned the litter boxes.
Yeah, and which one bought the kitten food to save money on food?
Oh, that would be Frizz.
He's feeding a full-grown cat that's like 2 years old kitten food.
Yeah. Yeah, just to save 75 cents.
On the kibble.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then to follow up with like a shrimp tail avocado pit smoothie right in the bowl.
Yeah, you just throw whatever he didn't want to throw, like whatever leftovers he had on his plate, instead of throwing them in the garbage, he'd put them in the cat dish.
Yeah, that's one thing we'll give him, is that he did not waste food.
No.
It either went in his belly or his cat's.
Yeah, or Mort.
Yeah, Mort would come along. Mort was a bit of a vacuum cleaner, I feel.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Mort would help himself, though. He'd hop up on the table while we're eating dinner, sniff around a bit.
Yeah, he was super well-trained.
Yeah, well, that table was good for a few crumbs here and there, I'd say.
Yeah, so was the floor.
especially by where the couches start the corner there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when we were steam cleaning the carpets as we were getting ready to leave, it was like probably like a layer of like a centimeter thick layer of just crumbs underneath every couch.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. And then we kept finding just bottle caps and paper clip. Like, who the fuck used paper clips in university?
Yeah.
They were on the floor. They were there somewhere.
Just random, found a button.
Yeah, just knickknacks.
That was great. Just random stuff. I didn't tell you guys about my travel. We talked about Marty's nightmare travel day. I had a nightmare travel day on Friday. Thursday.
There it is. We're always good for one.
I put a clip of it on the Instagram story, and people were on my side. But anyways, so I get to the airport, everything's fine. I have a direct flight from Ottawa to Vancouver, which is nice because you don't have to change planes and rush, so you're not gonna be late. But my plane was delayed half an hour, so I was like, okay, whatever, not a big deal. But the thing is, I got to Vancouver at about 8:30, and I had to get to the ferry terminal, which is about half an hour away, and catch the last ferry of the night at 10:45. So I had 2 hours and 15 minutes, which is plenty of time to get to the ferry. So anyways, I get on the plane, I'm walking my seat, and there's a lady sitting in the middle. I'm the window. She's sitting in the middle of my row. And so I lean over and I say, oh, I think my seat's on the window there. I kind of just said that and like expected her to get up so I could get up and go into my seat. He just looked at me and looked at the seat and just said, okay. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll just try to squeak by you, I guess. And the seats are like this close together. So I go to try to step over her, and then she like puts her hand out and says, no, it's okay, I'll get up. So I was like,
you're like, yeah. Oh, okay.
I was like, oh yeah, I mean, that's probably what you should have done like 10 seconds ago when I came up. Anyways, that kind of rattled me. Then I sit down, and it's about sunset time when I'm leaving Ottawa. So there's a nice sunset, right? So I'm enjoying my window seat. I can see the sunset. It's nice, like pink sky. We take off in the plane. Maybe like 2 minutes in, this lady reaches across my body, grabs the window seal, and shuts the window.
Come on.
I swear to God. I'm gonna get fired up telling you guys this story, because this is just the start of my day. Okay, so I was almost perplexed at this time. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Perplexed.
Your parents come home, Johnny?
No, someone's calling. Who the hell uses a house phone?
You still have a house phone?
Yeah.
Just unplug it.
I answered and hung up pretty quick. So whoever's calling my house, we all have cell phones, and I'm really sorry about that. I really hope it wasn't an emergency.
Yeah. And so like I said, she reached across my body, didn't ask me to close it, just and shut it abruptly. So I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a long flight if this shenanigans keeps up. So I'm like, okay, might as well get some sleep. I doze off for like an hour maybe. And I wake up, I open my eyes, and there's this lady's head is probably 6 inches away from my crotch area. Oh. Yes, dude.
Wait, how?
I'll explain why. So I am in a full-on panic mode when I wake up, because I didn't know what was happening. I thought she had fallen asleep and was just laying there. Turns out she was reaching down to try and take her shoes off on the plane. And and so obviously everyone knows you don't fucking do that when you're sitting beside someone on a plane. Anyways, yeah. I'm letting all this go. I'm letting it all go because I'm non-confrontational. I don't want to start anything. This lady proceeds to bring her foot up and put it right beside my thigh on the plane and starts giving herself a foot massage beside me.
Oh, yummy.
I know.
So a little bit of dead skin on your thigh?
Yeah. then she has the audacity to lean over and put her foot against my thigh, but like the bottom on it is resting against my thigh, and she's like leaning to try and stretch her legs out. So eventually I kind of was just like, are you fucking kidding me? And I absolutely scooched my butt all the way as far over to the window as I could. And I just stared. I was a part of the plane, basically. I was like along the side of it like that. This lady had no regard for anything to do with my personal space. So I was pretty rattled as I came off the plane. I come off the plane, I have a bag checked. So I'm in the airport. I'm steaming hot. I'm like really pissed off about this plane ride. I post the Instagram story. I'm waiting for my bag to come out. It's probably 9 o'clock by the time I get down to the baggage, but they've had half an hour to take it out of the plane and get it down there.
Yeah.
9:15, no bags. 9:30, no bags. 9:45, no bag. I've only got an hour to get to the ferry terminal. Finally, my bag comes out. At this time, I had my Uber app out, and it was $40 to get to the ferry terminal. It was like half an hour. I was like, perfect. I'm going to book this as soon as I know I'm getting my bag. By the time I got my bag, like another 10 flights had come in. The Uber was $108. And,
oh my God.
And it was getting me there like 13 minutes before the ferry took off. And they say you'd be a half an hour early. So I'm like sweating. I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to take a cab. So I go outside. There's 300 people in the cab line. So I'm like, oh my God. And then by the time I logged on to my Uber app, it was getting me there at 10:43. So I was like, can't do it. So I just found a nice corner in the Vancouver airport. Plop. Oh yeah. And then to top it all off, I'm sleeping on this bench in the middle of the night. There's three seats on this bench. There's two, which I'm laying on. I have my hockey bag. So I'm laying with my feet on the hockey bag. Then there's an armrest and one more seat. I'm laying on the two-seater with my face kind of underneath the armrest. I wake up at 3 a.m. to a man sitting in the seat where my head is. I couldn't believe it. I immediately got up at 3 a.m. and I went to the ferry terminal like 2.5 hours early.
You got crop dusted in your sleep. Eh?
I legit, sure. He must have just let one go right on my forehead.
Well, no, okay. So going back to when you first got on the plane there, I don't know what happened to common courtesy in this world, but there's a general rule. Whoever's sitting in the window seat controls if the blind is up or the blind is down.
I know.
That is a general rule that everyone should know. She crossed that boundary. I bet she didn't even say part of my reach. No. Or maybe even just like a polite, hey, I want to shut her down. Give you some darkness. Do you mind?
Yeah, like if you want to get some sleep, I'm down. If you want, if the sun's in your eyes, I'm down. The sun was not even, it was a sunset. It was going to be dark in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She reached, it was at the point where we were still like going up into the air. We weren't at cruising level. She reached across while we're taking off and just shuts the door or the window.
To give herself a little manicure or pedicure, whatever.
And when you're on the climb, like that's a time to not move. You don't move.
Yeah, don't do anything.
There's no subtle movements on that climb. You stay still in your seat and you be patient.
I couldn't believe it, dude.
And I feel when she did the foot thing and then touched you with her bare foot, because I saw the picture, that's gross. I think the only appropriate response to that is to have a piece of gum, enjoy it, chew it, and then put it right on her head. It's the only like solution to that.
I thought of ways to get retribution, but I thought about like telling the pilots to hit the e-brake super hard so she hit her face on the like
everyone's seatbelt sign goes on except for her.
Yeah. I was like, motherfucker, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And the other thing about there was two sisters, these two ladies sitting beside me. They had different seats on the plane, so like before we took off, the other sister came in classic, like to the aisle person. Hey, this is my sister. Would you mind swapping us seats? We'd like to sit together. Right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh God, here we go. Like if that was me, I would just say, yeah, sure. Sure enough, this lady says, sure, goes back two rows, middle seat. So she got demoted from She demoted backwards from an aisle seat to a middle seat.
That's a heavy demotion.
And then, dude, I swear to God, this, I'm not making this up. The row in front of us had one lady by herself in the row. Everyone else had three people. So I don't know how this happened. And that lady that kicked the girl out to sit beside her sister moved into the seat. So she had no one beside her.
Wow.
You just ruined someone's travel day.
Oh, mine was already ruined when she reached over. That was the start of that. That was the snowball effect.
Yeah, and then you slept in the airport?
Yeah, then I slept in the airport. I had to get the ferry over at 5:15 a.m.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There was nothing else you could have done?
No, because I'm on Vancouver Island, right? So the ferry's closed at 8:45. There was no more flights. So I was literally like, there's no way to drive over. There's no way, I had to wait till the next morning.
Rent a canoe. Just got your gear and all that.
Yeah. Well, that guy farted right on my head, so that was nice.
You're going to have a little bald spot here now.
Yeah.
All the hair just died.
I lost all faith in human behavior after that day.
Yeah. And even on the sleeping one, you see someone sleeping, what makes you even want to sit beside them?
Sit next to my head.
That's just on his part. That's just weird.
I almost just threw all my hockey stuff in the garbage.
You should have just slept with it all on.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing too. I was kind of worried about if I just left my stuff somewhere, I'd probably be gone in the morning. So I just had my sticks through my legs, and I was holding onto my backpack sleeping on my back on this chair, and I wake up and this guy's arm is resting over my head.
Just beef stewing you.
Yeah.
Great. That's just great.
That's arguably worse than my travel day.
They're both bad in different ways, but
yeah. That's a tough go right there, Tav. Sorry to hear about that, bud.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. I got to see my brother. He's out here in the same area, so I got to see him play two hockey games. I haven't seen him play hockey in 5 or 6 years, probably. So.
Oh, that's nice. Are you skating with your old? You skating with your old junior team out there?
No, I'm skating with the University of Victoria team. They have a hockey team here. So, yeah, it's been good, but it's at 7 a.m. So,
oh, sweet.
Yeah, really nice and good.
On one hand, though, you get to get it out of the way, right, and then enjoy the rest of the day. So I think that's the way to do it rather than sit around and wait till the afternoon.
Right, yeah. It's kind of nice that way. You get up and it's over by 8:30, 8:45.
Perfect. Snapping it around a little bit with the boys.
Yeah.
With the boys.
Just, snap. Yeah, I got the pigeon seat, though. I don't even get to get dressed in the dressing room. I have to get dressed in the hallway on a chair.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. And I got to air my gear out in a stairwell.
Oh, unreal.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah,
they must have just committed a bunch, eh? No extra stalls in there?
No, they got 32 guys in their locker room or something like that right now.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah, that's nice. Perfect.
Perfect. And then you're just, to add on top of it, just taking reps from guys in practice.
Right, yeah, I know.
They throw you on as first line center.
Yeah, I was going to ask to play in their exhibition game on Friday, but...
Yeah, they're working the power play, and you're just like, well, this is my spot during the year, so
I'm like, no, beat it. Yeah. Sorry.
That's awesome.
What else do you want to talk about? Do you see that Nathan McKinnon signed for probably a zillion dollars yesterday?
Yeah, 12.6, just to really stick it to Davo, who's making 12.5.
Yeah.
8 years too.
Beat him by 100,000.
Yeah,
that's Tom Petty, if you ask me.
There you go. I love how he signed it in style too. He signed it on the golf course and then just went and crushed a drive.
What would you do if you so his contract, he gets 85 million of it. He gets on July 1st on signing bonuses day, so he gets $10 million on July 1st every year for the next 8 years.
Oh, that's nice.
So on July 1st, what would you plan on for July 1st if $10 million was hitting your bank account that day?
Probably take some friends and family out to dinner in another country.
on my private plane.
Yeah.
Would you say July 1st?
Yeah, so like free agent day is like the day that it, basically the whole calendar resets for everything.
Yeah.
Because that's the day contracts expire, I guess. But so every day on, I think it's July 1st, he gets about $10 million wired to his bank account.
Oh, okay. So July 2nd, me and the fam will be in Amalfi.
Yeah.
You
might own Amalfi.
They can pick the restaurant. I don't really care.
Yeah.
As long as they cover the tip, right?
To be minimum 10K though, right?
It has to be. That's not including flights and hotel.
Yeah.
I'm going to tread water lightly here, but have you guys noticed lately since COVID's kind of simmering down that you're getting asked to tip in places that you wouldn't necessarily have tipped at beforehand?
Yeah. I think this goes back to school a little bit. I can't remember. I was with one of you two. Maybe it was Marty.
Yeah.
We were at Subway.
Yeah.
And they're like the minimum tip is like 20%. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, it's 20, 22, and 25. You're like, hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you know what? If it wasn't for this glass in the way, I'd be on the other side making the sandwich myself. So,
yeah, dude, I'm not like
typically a buffet.
I would consider myself a good tipper when I'm out for dinner.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always gone like 18 to 20, probably.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, which is like 15 used to be like, that's good.
Thank you. Or if you're at the bar buying drinks, 100%, an extra $1 or $2 on top of your drink, no problem.
Yeah, or chuck a few dollars here and there, like every couple of drinks or whatever.
But you're at a fast food place. Like, I get it. I really do. Or you want to get rid of some change, 100%, put it in that little paper cup that they got by the register, 1,000%. But I don't know about the whole 20% thing for a foot long. So I don't know. That's just me.
I was at a coffee shop today, like an independent one, not like a chain. Yeah. I ordered a coffee. It was ready in 14 seconds. And the tip options were 20, 25, and 30%.
It's like, okay, well, today I just chose not to use the Keurig. So I'm not tipping.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's like you have to throw a dollar at your Keurig every time it makes you a coffee.
Yeah. Like it, you know.
I don't know.
I'm
in for tipping people.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. We're not cheap guys.
No.
We're not afraid to spend an extra penny here and there. However, when it's deserved or when it's like appropriate.
However, when you get your $3 coffee, you're not tipping 30%.
Right.
No, it's cool.
A 48%
like tip. That's a $3 coffee, that's one third of the coffee that I have to tip. Like I'm paying for another third of a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's hilarious.
Also, actually, I know we touched on Nathan MacKinnon there in the NHL, going down that road a little bit. Two things. One, we had some big retirement announcements, some big names.
Oh yeah.
And then also there's a quote by Brad Marchand that he released yesterday regarding young captains in the league, but I guess we could start on the retirement thing first here. So we had Zdeno Chara call it a career, PK Subban, and Keith Yandle. So three pretty in their prime, like top defenseman in the league. Two of them won the Norris Trophy. Okay. Yeah. You know what? This is just
answer it. Do a prank call.
Did you sign up for like a phone call dating service or something?
Johnny, you should have answered like, hi, this is Pizza Pizza. What's your order?
Full Cali Superior. How can I help? We increased our prices and lowered our check-in amount.
Yeah, that's what happened to us.
That's what happened to us at our favorite Sunday spot. Sorry about that, boys.
I think Subban was a little surprising. Were you guys expecting that?
Yeah, he didn't play as long. And, you know, I knew he wasn't like, he's
only 33.
Yeah, like he's young. Like, it feels weird saying he only played 13 seasons, which it, like the average NHL career, I think, is 2 seasons. But, you know, what, you know, he played over 800 games and all that and won a Norris. And he's been on a little bit of a decline in the last couple of years, which is maybe why, I don't know, maybe he just wasn't feeling it. He's a guy though in the league where he's really made a name for himself. And I think going from here and his post career, like he's going to do really, really well because he's such a strong personality, especially in front of a camera. Like he does all sorts of stuff. And
yeah, he was doing stuff in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, like he's good on the panel too. I really like watching him. I really enjoy it. And he's just full of energy and always knows what to say kind of thing. But I was surprised that he called it.
I think what you guys said about his media stuff is probably right.
Yeah.
Another quick stat for you. He's also made $78 million in his career.
Wow. Oh.
So maybe he said, I don't need to play hockey anymore.
Yeah, the bank is full.
Yeah. Yeah, he took it to the bank. And honestly, he probably, like, at where he's at in his career, he'd probably make more money in the media side anyway.
Like he did a really good job at marketing himself as PK Subban, the hockey player, like while he played. Like I think Paul Bissonnette kind of pioneered that. Because he was doing it really like when Twitter was big and before Instagram and TikTok and all that, like Biz made a name for himself on there, which is why he's so successful his post playing career. So good for PK. And then Chara, like that guy. What a career. I think if I'm not wrong, him, Joe Thornton, and Patrick Marleau were the only players recently that were playing while Gretzky was, like, they were the only current players in the league that have played against Wayne Gretzky, which he retired in 1999. So that was that's a long time to play. I think they said 24 seasons for Chara.
Yeah, Chara was like 25. Yeah, he's been around a while. I remember I was like 5 or 6 years old and he used to drive by my backyard and thought it was one of his teammates' backyard and would honk in his big truck.
Yeah. Big Z.
Yeah. Big Z, my boy.
You shooting pucks?
Definitely. No, he'd actually come to my house a couple times and shot pucks on me and I played goalie. Swear to God. Awesome. Not even lying.
And then you got Keith Yandel, who currently is the NHL's Iron Man. He played 964.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Consecutive games.
Yep. That's quite like a few in a row, I'd say.
Do you think he's going to join Spit and Chicklets?
Like full time?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think they're so established. Like, I think he'll be he has been a reoccurring guest for sure. But I don't know if he would join the boys full time with that. He probably doesn't have to.
He's made a good amount of money, I'd say, as well.
Yeah, he's good. He's all right. Right. And then I guess the only guy left now out of the old guys is Jumbo Joe. He's unsigned right now, but He's skating with the Sharks.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's hilarious. He's wearing his Leafs pants at Sharks practice.
Yeah, he's got Leafs pants, something else, gloves, and a different helmet. He's all mismatched.
Yeah, he doesn't care, right? He's just like, yeah, I'm Jumbo, whatever. And then yeah, I saw he was taking like Pilates like at some local gym in San Jose, and I bet no one knows who he is there, but you're just like the average Joe and you're just working out next to Joe Thornton in the summer. Hilarious. And then also too, I'm not to say that I'm excited for his retirement, but Jumbo did say that he would go on Spittin' Chiclets once he's retired. So
yeah, true. I didn't know that.
From what we've heard about him through people that we've met and also stories you hear online and, you know, on TV or commercials, seeing
even that the Leafs documentary, he was hilarious in too.
Yeah,
exactly. Like that's another guy who's such a beauty, loved by all his teammates and fans and the media and all that. So I'm sure he's got some great stories that he can tell unfiltered when he's done.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this week? It's kind of like a funny story about guys giving it to each other that are friends. But did you see Mitch Marner's Instagram post about his relationship or his ad with Range Rover cars?
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm talking about, Marty?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, so he did a brand deal with Range Rover, like vehicles, obviously. Yeah. So he's doing the same. And I don't know if you recall from earlier this summer after the playoffs, he was actually involved in a carjacking incident where he was carjacked in a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Okay. So he posts this new ad and Tyson Berry, his old teammate, commented on it and said something along the lines of, "You about to get jacked" on the ad post. Oh, I just thought that was funny when I saw it.
Yeah, it doesn't change, eh? Like whether you're playing minor hockey, junior or college or all the way up to the NHL, it's the boys treat each other the same. That's just how it is.
Yeah, exactly the same. They just doesn't matter.
And then did you guys see the quote by Brad Marchand?
I didn't see it, but I pulled it up right here.
So here, read it, Tav.
It says, it's one about young kids being captains, right?
Yeah.
It says it's almost unfair to be giving these kids captaincies at 2021 or 2020 or sorry, 22 because they don't have any idea what it's like to be a real captain in the NHL.
So I read that this morning and I was kind of thinking about it because he does have a point, you know, like, and there's two sides to that story almost. You know, if you look at the captains he's had in Boston, he had Chara, a well-seasoned vet. And then Patrice Bergeron, another one, right? And then you look at some of the young captains around the league, especially now, I feel like it's more of a trend to have the new young gun be the captain or at least in a leader position. And there's exceptions to that role, right? Like Sidney Crosby was a young captain, Jonathan Toews, Gabe Landeskog, guys like that, right? But, you know, I don't think he was talking about those guys in specific, because when they were named captain, that was a little bit before Marchand's time. Yeah, but
he's definitely talking about the new generation.
But exactly. Like he's talking about, I think, like the Heishers and the Kachucks and stuff like that, right? Who are captains in New Jersey and Ottawa there. And you know, he does have a point. Like when you're in the NHL, or actually when you're a captain in general, like I know this doesn't really compare, but the three of us have always, whether it was in junior or in college, have been in the team captaincies. And it's a little bit more of a responsibility than being a normal player. Like obviously every player has their role to be a good teammate and good representative of the town or city that you're playing for and all that. But you know, when you're in a leadership role, the younger guys usually look up to you and all that, or being an example of working hard on and off the ice and just being a good person in general, or someone you could come to for help, whatever it may be. And I don't know, in the NHL, it's a whole different ball game because you're dealing with media. You're dealing with guys with families, older guys, like there's some really obviously older guys that are, you know, in their late 30s or 40s. And I see what he's saying too, because it's like, what, like, how can a guy who's say 33, 34, go to a guy who's 19, 20, 21 with something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what can that guy teach the older guy?
I think the other side of it though is like franchises want to have their captain be someone that's going to be there for a long period of time.
For sure.
They don't want to be changing captains every 2-3 years.
No, because so it's such a privilege to be one, right?
Right. So if you're giving, like, we'll use Ottawa for an example, like you're giving Brady Tkachuk the captaincy at, I don't know how old he is, 22, let's say. Yeah, that's young, but you're also bringing in guys that have been captains in the NHL, like Claude Giroux and older guys like that, that can help him.
For sure.
So, yes, like, I mean, and, you know, Brady Tkachuk could wear the captain, like the C on his chest, but there could be 4 or 5 guys that are considered to be, you know, real captains on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So if an older guy needs to go to someone, they might not go to him. They might go to Giroux or someone older, you know. There's always that. There's two sides to the argument.
Exactly. Like it's definitely a tough position, because if you look at, like I listed off there, like the Crosbys and the Landeskogs, like those guys were very mature when they were young too. And
yeah,
they were the young guns coming in, and they were the best player on the team. And I don't agree with captains having to be the best player on the team. Obviously, you can't, it sucks to say, but you can't really be like a fourth line guy, because you have to have some leadership on the ice as well. But it doesn't have to be your best player. It just has to be your best person fit for the job.
Really. Yeah.
Right. So
exactly.
Yeah, it's a tough argument.
Be consistent though. Like, you can't have someone that's going to be, like you said, in and out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That,
you know. Kind of like Marty.
Yeah, Marty was our captain in his last year of college. Or were you an assistant your third year?
Yeah.
So I agree with what Tavis said about the young captains. I think they just do it and surround them. They give them it young and then surround them by these older guys to like mold them into what they want them to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Type thing.
So do you guys agree with Marchand's statement or no?
I think
he's never been a captain.
Yeah. I think it's unfair to a certain degree, because obviously, like you said, like the younger guys don't know what it's like to be in a Stanley Cup final or win the Stanley Cup, where you have like a Giroux in the room, where he knows when it comes to playoff time what they need to do, and he's going to speak up. Or is Brady going to speak up with no experience, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So either
and,
way.
And like you think about Marchand's career, he's had two captains his whole career, and it's been Chara and now Bergeron. So, yeah. I mean, his expectations are probably through the roof compared to the average Joe, you know?
Yeah. Compared to, well, like, yeah. And like, I'll agree. Like, I'm pretty sure, not that I know, cause I'm not in the dressing room, but I'm pretty sure Patrice Bergeron is a little bit of a better captain than Nico Hischier.
I would say that's fair to assume. Yeah.
Someone who's been around the block once or twice.
Generally fair to assume.
Yeah. So, you know, just something I saw earlier today, thought I'd bring it up, and because it definitely caught my interest. So
yeah, good conversation sparker, Johnny. Proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, maybe I'll use it for first dates one time.
Yeah, no, that would be good. So did you hear what Marchand said today in the news?
Yeah. Wait, see what Marchie's saying to the reporters?
Oh, God, like, that'd be hilarious.
Sorry, what did you just say to me?
She's like,
personally, I don't mind the young captains, but he's got a point.
Like, yeah, no, I'll have the red wine.
Yeah. She's like, so are we going to get the calamari or the bruschetta?
Yeah. Anyways, our salads are here.
Okay. We got a guest today for the Are You Smarter Than a Hockey Guy segment. Should we bring her in and introduce her?
Yeah, let's prove her wrong.
Come on, boys. But before I bring her on, so we don't embarrass ourselves, do you guys have pen and paper available?
Yep.
I'm going to go get it.
Yeah. That's what I thought. We're going to look organized when we come on this podcast. We might not be organized, but at least we're going to appear to be organized.
That's fair.
I'd say that's fair to assume. Questions this week are
yeah, let's give her no chance and give me all the answers right now.
Yeah, I guess Johnny's not here. Probably listening.
Well, boys, speaking of organization, just fake it till you make it. So,
right.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Bring her in.
Okay.
Got it.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm kind of nervous, but
don't be nervous. We're actually recording right now, so this is live off the bat. So you don't have time to be nervous. We're right into it.
Okay. I'm ready.
One take two. This is not being edited.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pressure's
on.
Yeah. Well. We don't know how this is gonna go. This can be fun.
It's okay, Maddie. I lose every time.
Yeah. Don't worry about if you think you're gonna have a stupid answer, you don't have to worry because I guarantee you we've had dumber and we are thinking dumber at the time. So don't worry about it at all.
Yeah. As long as you know how many continents there are in the world, you should be all right with this game.
Yeah, I saw that on last episode and I was a little bit disappointed.
Okay. Sorry.
Before we get started, do you want to tell us your name and where you're from?
Yeah, my name's Maddie. I'm from Ohio. I go to Bowling Green.
Wow.
So
nice. Yeah.
What are you studying at Bowling Green?
I'm in sport management. So
awesome.
Big sports girl.
You go to the hockey games?
Yeah, they're so much fun.
Yeah, that's a cool arena. It's a little older, but when there's a lot of people in there, it's really loud.
Oh, it's so loud. They're so much fun.
That's awesome.
Perfect. Well, it's nice to meet you, Maddie. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me on. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem at all. It's going to be fun. Do you have a pen and paper handy for the game?
A whiteboard.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's even better. We just had to make Johnny go fetch his before he came on, so we didn't look like we were totally a train wreck.
Yeah, she's already showing us up.
Right. Okay, so we're going to do, there's five questions. We'll just keep score, and whoever has the most points at the end wins.
All right.
Good.
Yep.
Okay, are you smarter than a hockey guy? First question. You have 5 seconds to answer.
Oh, God.
How many sides are there on a pentagon? 3, 2, 1. Okay, show your answers. 5, 5.
You say 8?
Already had 8.
That's octagon, bud.
Okay.
I don't even know what a pentagon is.
It's a shape with 5 sides.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
The only reason, Marty, I would have known this is because I know that the Pentagon building in the States is 5-sided. So that's the only reason I would know that.
Yeah, it's also called the Pentagon because it has 5 sides.
No, I know.
Okay.
But that's why I would put it two together. Anyways, Johnny, thank you for your lesson in shapes.
Yeah, great job, Johnny.
Maddie got it.
So 1-1-0.
Was that a guess, Maddie, or did you know?
Oh, I knew that. I'm pretty good at geometry, so.
Well, that was the last geometry question, so you're out of luck. You better just beat the other thing.
Keep in mind, she's in college, okay?
Yeah, and she graduated, so.
Ah. Whoops.
All right, question number 2. What is the name of a species that can live both on water and on land?
Oh my God. This is so bad.
I don't know if I spelt it right, but.
Spelling doesn't matter. Just write. As long as you can say it out loud when I ask you, you're fine.
Okay, ready?
Hold on. We'll give Marty a minute here.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. What species can live both on land as well as on water.
Not feeling good about this. Not feeling good about this one.
Okay, ready? Got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go with some answers here. All right. I can't check the spelling on all those, but those are all three correct answers. 1 point for everyone.
Amphibian. Is it M? Is it A-M or A-N?
Yeah, it's A-M, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I spelled it wrong, but that's okay.
Okay, well, only half a point for you then.
All right, 2-2-1.
I thought someone was going to put down like turtle or something.
I almost put frog. I'm not going to lie. Then I remembered the word species and I was like, okay.
That would be a frog would be an amphibian, correct?
I swear to God, I was going to write alligator.
Again, that would be a correct. That would be half correct.
That's half a point. Yeah.
Okay. Third question is science related, I guess you would say.
Perfect.
It's a multiple choice though, so I'll give you how many? 1, 2, 3. Oh, hold on. Okay, four possible answers. You have to pick the right one. Okay. How long does it take the moon to orbit Earth? 24 hours, 365 days, 1 month, or the Earth actually orbits the moon? It's one of those four.
You want us to put A, B, or C?
No, write one of the answers. 24 hours, 365 days, 1 month, or Earth orbits the moon.
Locked and loaded.
Maddie, show your answer.
No, not yet.
No.
Marty's trying to copy, just like.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I'm right. I don't know.
Maddie, were you that kid in school that would like guard your work so no one could copy off you?
No, I would copy off of my friends.
I had a girl. Same with us.
Well, hopefully none of your teachers listen to this.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Fingers crossed.
All right, ready? Show your answers. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, the answer is actually 1 month.
Are you serious?
That's what Google told me.
Wow. Marty got that?
Good job, yep. Marty.
Oh, boy.
Told you science was my strong suit.
It's not me. I was literally telling my friends, I said, if there's a science question, I'm screwed. So bad at science.
Oh. That's all
right. What is the score? Are we two apiece, everyone?
Yeah, we're tied up at two.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Takes a month.
Well, you think about it. The Earth is spinning, right? Which is why the moon comes up in the night and goes away whatever. And the moon actually has to go around Earth. That's why when you look in a certain direction, the moon will be in a different spot.
Yeah, it says 27 days.
Whatever.
About 1 month. Yeah.
Fuck science.
Oh. Yeah, whatever. Stupid.
That was true. Johnny's mad he's gonna lose.
I'm pissed.
Especially it's like astronomy and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's kind of a lot to do with like pastrami, right?
Yeah. Right. Astronomy and pastrami sandwiches are actually studied worldwide.
Same thing. Same.
Yeah. So the fourth question is kind of unfair because I didn't know whether or not Maddie was a Canadian or an American. And I don't know why, but I just thought she'd be Canadian. I was wrong. But it's a US based question, so she should get it no problem. And you two, have no clue if you're gonna know who this is. You might not. Okay.
I'm sure Johnny does. He knows everyone.
Johnny probably had lunch with their grandson one time or something. Who was the first president of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, he went out for gelato with them back way back then.
This is my question. I can name all the presidents in order.
That's actually pretty cool.
Do it right now.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not doing it right now because then you're gonna get it. Oh, you almost tricked me, Marty. You almost tricked me.
Yeah, but
okay. After this. question, you're going to go 46 in a row. I'm going to pull up the list.
To make it fair too, we should have a bonus question. Who was the first prime minister?
Okay.
Stephen Harper. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't even know who it is. I think I know who it is, but I don't know.
Can I say it?
Is it Sir John A. Macdonald?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of blew that anyways.
Anyways.
Okay. Do you guys have your answers written down?
Yep.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1, show them. Okay. Two got it right. I don't even know what Marty wrote.
No, Marty, what does that say?
I didn't write anything.
Oh.
Yeah, was that a dollar sign?
I thought it said JFK.
No, I was going to write. Who was it? Who was the right answer?
George Washington.
Yeah. No, I was nowhere near what I was going to write. I'm not even going to say what I was going to write because I'm already embarrassed myself enough playing this game.
That's all right. I wouldn't have known that if I was under the gun either.
I thought you wrote FTR like Franklin T. Roosevelt. I thought that's what that said.
I was going to write Roosevelt. I started writing R and then I wrote an R again. And I scribbled them both out and I was like, okay, I'm going to write it for the third time. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Okay, Maddie, you're under the gun. I've got a list of every single U.S. president pulled up in order.
It's just the last names. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
It's not as good as the first names, but it's fine.
Yeah, you're right. But it's all I could do when I was younger. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
I got to pull up.
Okay. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur.
Cleveland, hold on. Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden.
Oh my God.
You are one smart cookie.
I honestly don't know how I learned that. I just somehow do. And okay. I earned extra credit for it in class.
Okay, smart ass. Do all the first ladies in order.
Nope. That's where I'm cutting it off. Nope.
Hey, but on that one, she only does last names too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just the same. That was severely impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was intense.
Unfortunately, that doesn't get you any more points.
That's okay. That's okay.
But it'll get you
that's good street cred.
Yeah, that's just pride. You have pride over that.
Party trick.
Yeah. Pull them at the bar to let them in without cover or something.
Okay. So what's the score? 3-2?
3-2?
Yeah. Okay. Final question of the night.
So Maddie's got to get this right to win.
Yeah, it's basically Maddie versus Johnny. And if they both get it wrong, you can tie them, Jordan.
Oh, God.
No, I got 2 points right now.
Yeah, I know. They're at 3.
Oh, yeah.
So if they both get it wrong and you get it right, you'll be tied.
Yeah.
Okay. Who has the highest career earnings in NHL history?
Oh, I know. I actually know this, I think.
I'll give you 10 seconds to think about it.
Oh, God.
Oh, who's that?
History?
Oh, wait, are we going just off of contract?
Like NHL career earnings, like not endorsements. Like I think it's just money. It says career earnings on the list that I looked up.
Cause
get a hint.
I have an answer, but I don't know if it would technically count because this player had a percentage of the team's ownership put in their contract. No. Okay. So, okay.
It's not that player.
Yeah.
Oh God. I have no idea.
5 seconds. Put your best guess down.
Oh, this is literally so bad. I'm so sorry.
3, 2, 1. Show them.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sid the Kid is the correct answer.
That was going to be my second one. I am so mad. I am so mad.
Johnny Yager Number two.
Okay.
That makes by I think $1 million.
Who do you have, Maddie?
What? I put Gretzky. That was literally the only thing that could come to my head.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess, except for the list I had doesn't take into account like endorsements, inflation, and all that stuff. So, I mean, overall, that might be right.
And that's why I asked that, because Mario Lemieux,
right,
it technically would have been part of his contract when they gave him a percentage of the team, and he ended up selling that percentage for $400 million. So that technically would have been in his contract.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I guess we're tied 3-3-3.
Yeah. Well, we need a bonus question. How about some Canadian trivia?
Maddie, how much do you know about Canada?
Not much. I know the national anthem and that's about it.
Hey, that's a lot more than a lot of other Americans. So good for you for knowing.
Thank you.
You got a question?
Yeah, I'll cook one up here quick. I can't believe you guys tied. I didn't have a bonus question.
That's okay. Next time we'll have a bonus question.
Okay, we'll go. I'll just go. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Questions, and we'll go until we have a winner.
Let's go. Math.
Math. Okay.
No. No, that's stupid.
Okay, we'll start our first questions. Grade one math.
Period.
According to where the hands are at, what is the time on this clock? The big hand is at 12. The little hand is on 7.
It's 7.
Dude, you're supposed to write your answer down, dumbass. Oh.
Johnny, come on.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh my god, that almost confused me. I almost wrote 12:35. Oh, I hate this game.
Oh. Okay. What number is the Roman numeral XVI? That's a good question, actually.
This is where I'm going to go out here.
XVI. Okay. Everyone got their answer?
Oh, wait.
I don't think he's going to win here. Uh-oh. Wait. Maddie's changing.
Oh, I don't think
I'm right, though. I changed mine, too, but my first one might have been right.
Okay. Now you both second-guessed yourselves.
Yeah.
I didn't.
What'd you have? I can't see. 7 is not correct. 14 is not correct. 10 is not correct.
Is it 15?
It's 16.
Oh.
Okay, that was a second grade math question, guys.
Well, you know what? They won. Everyone in second grade would get that wrong too, so I'm not too worried.
I second that.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. We got let's see.
Going better than I thought.
Fourth grade.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, let's make them harder.
Fourth grade English.
Yes.
What is the main character in a story called?
I know it's not the main character.
Yeah. Not the main character. Else? You're going to kick yourselves if you don't get this because you've heard the word before.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not an easy one, though. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Artie, you ready?
No, I don't have an answer, but I don't even have an answer.
Okay. What is it, Johnny?
Antagonist?
Protagonist is the right answer.
Shit.
Oh my god, Maddie.
Maddie's.
It's like the antagonist, like the supporting actor. Like, what is that?
The antagonist is like, yeah, the villain or like the.
Oh, yeah. I guess because they're egging like, on.
Something that, yeah.
All right. Well,
a couple snaps for Maddie.
Yep.
Maddie, congrats. It's not saying much, but you're smarter than me and Marty. So.
Well, yeah, and you've officially kicked off the new segment of Are You Smarter Than a Hockey Guy, and we are 0-1.
Period. I love to hear it.
Yeah. So with that, I think that the episode's over. Maddie, do you want to sign us off for this episode?
Sure. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you guys for having me on. Best birthday present ever, because my birthday is this weekend.
Oh yeah, happy birthday then.
Happy birthday. And yeah. Thank you all for listening and tune in next week.
Perfect.
There we go. Cheers.
Can I take a picture really quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you guys.
No problem. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Enjoy the weekend.
Take care. Thank you.
Ciao.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.